The Yes for Salmon initiative, or at least most of it, will be on the November ballot. The Alaska Supreme Court today ruled that only certain provisions of the controversial ballot initiative are unconstitutional. Whether the rest becomes state law will be up to Alaska voters. The initiative is aimed at ramping up protections for salmon habitat and is fiercely opposed by industry in the state. Elizabeth Harbaugh of Alaska's Energy Desk has the details.
The Alaska Supreme Court's decision guarantees a big fish fight ahead. The court ruled that only two parts of the initiative are unconstitutional because they explicitly bar the state from giving some projects a permit. That goes against a section of Alaska's constitution, which says ballot initiatives can't prioritize one state resource, here fish, over others, like mines and oil developments. So the court is ordering that those two provisions must be cut out. But the rest of the Yes for Salmon initiative is good to go. Stand for Salmon director Ryan Scriver is organizing the Yes for Salmon campaign, and he's satisfied with the outcome.
We're a little bit bummed that the Supreme Court removed a couple of provisions of the initiative, but they have left intact the heart and soul of what we were trying to do.
Lawyers for the state, who challenged Yes for Salmon in court, are also counting this as a win. That's because they weren't arguing whether the ballot initiative is a good idea or not. They just said it violated a specific part of the Alaska Constitution. Now that the Supreme Court took out the unconstitutional parts, the state's narrow legal challenge ends. Libby Bacalar is an assistant attorney general for the state and helped argue the case.
Our role as the attorneys for the Division of Elections and the Lieutenant Governor's Office is to ensure that no measure that violates Article 11, Section 7 reaches the ballot. And so we succeeded in upholding that mission today.
Yes for Salmon's opponents say the decision doesn't change how they feel about the initiative.
The ballot measure still is just as concerning to our group and our 400-plus coalition members as it was yesterday.
Katie Capozzi is the campaign manager for Stand for Alaska, a group formed to fight the initiative. Stand for Alaska is backed by the state's biggest oil, gas, and mining companies, as well as Alaska Native corporations, trade unions, and other groups. Capozzi argues even in its new form, Yes for Salmon will still have wide-reaching impacts.
We plan to march forward. We plan to still continue informing Alaskans on the negative impacts this ballot measure will have on their lives. And we're still going to encourage Alaskans to vote no on November 6th.
Stand for Alaska will be marching forward with a lot of money behind it. Recent filings with the state show the group has raised more than $9 million over the entire campaign, and that includes staff time, with big donations from companies like BP and the Pebble Limited Partnership. Yes for Salmon reports raising significantly less, just under $1 million for the entire campaign. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.